President Biden and Vice President Harris both traveled to Georgia today to up the pressure on Congress to pass long-stalled voting rights legislation. Jeff Bennett begins our coverage.
President Joe Biden today with an urgent new call to protect the right to vote.
To protect our democracy, I support changing the Senate rules.
The president throwing his full support behind a one-time change to the Senate filibuster to ease passage of voting rights legislation.
I believe that the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
But that requires the support of all 50 Democratic senators. And West Virginia's Joe Manchin and Arizona's Kyrsten Sinema aren't on board. And Republicans are nearly unanimous in opposing the bills as government overreach.
It's a power grab to enable a power grab.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Democrats are promoting what he calls a fake outrage and fake hysteria on voting rights, ginned up by partisans.
If my colleague tries to break the Senate to silence those millions of Americans, we will make their voices heard in this chamber in ways that are more inconvenient for the majority and this White House than what anybody has seen in living memory.
The White House insists President Biden will work in lockstep with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who promised a vote on voting rights legislation as soon as tomorrow. Schumer warns that if Republicans filibuster the effort, he'll force another vote by Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
Failure is not an option for the democracy of America.
President Biden's choice of Georgia for today's major voting rights speech is no accident. It served as the cradle of the civil rights movement and home to two of the nation's most prominent civil rights leaders, Dr. King, whom the president honored today, laying a wreath at his crypt and with a visit to King's pulpit at Ebenezer Baptist Church, and the late Congressman John Lewis, who represented the district where the president delivered his address. And the state is ground zero for the current challenge. After President Biden beat former President Trump in Georgia by less than 12,000 votes in 2020, the state became one of the first to pass more restrictive voting laws. Supporters point to one measure, an additional day of early voting, as the law increasing voter access. But other provisions take aim at mail-in voting, implement stricter voter ID requirements, and limit the use of ballot drop boxes. Georgia is now one of 19 states that have passed tougher voting laws since the 2020 election. Taken together, the president has said the laws are the biggest threat to democracy since the Civil War.
Each one of the members of the Senate is going to be judged by history on where they stood before the vote and where they stood after the vote. There's no escape. So let's get back to work.
And he says he's bracing for a bruising fight ahead to take action.